Hey, mama girl, welcome to Prep and Lance podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I am your host, Jamie. I am also your travel agent. And in this episode, we are diving into an important topic for all you air travelers out there. Simply put, what is not allowed in your carry-on bag? Listen, if you never rode a plane or flew in a plane before, or you know you've been in a plane maybe a few times, there's still some things you don't know, maybe. And we're going to talk about what not to put in your carry-on bag. Okay, you ready? Okay, so go grab your water and let's have some good conversation. Okay, so let's be honest. Flying can be very stressful. It's stressful enough without having to worry about, you know, all the things that are and are not allowed in your carry-on bag. So today, we are going to break down the essentials, okay? The essentials so you can pack confidently and breeze through security with no issues, okay? Okay, so first up, weapons and sharp objects. This might seem obvious, but it's worth the reminder. Okay, so firearms and ammunition and explosives, things of that nature are a big fat, huge no-no. Okay, knives, including pocket knives and Swiss Army knives, are also prohibited. Okay, so are box cutters and like razor blades and scissors with blades that are longer than 4 inches. If you do want to have those, if you need those for whatever reason, you're gonna have to pay. You're gonna have to get a checked bag because they cannot be in your carry-on bag. Okay. Okay, next let's talk about flammable items, okay? This category includes things like lighters and matches. While a single book of like the little safety matches are typically allowed, the strike anywhere matches are not, okay? And aerosols, with the exception of personal care items in limited quantities, are also restricted. So like if you have an aerosol deodorant, that should be fine. But like spray paints, and like the big Lysol sanitizer sprays, that's a no-go, okay? So leave the spray paint and other flammable chemicals, leave them at home, okay? Okay, let's move on. The most commonly misunderstood rules involves liquids, gels, and aerosols. To better help you remember, I use what's called the 3-1-1 rule, which means that liquids must be in containers of 3.4 ounces or less, and all containers must fit in a single clear quart-sized bag. This includes like shampoos and lotions and even some types of food, okay? So exceptions to this rule are made for like medicines and baby formulas and food, but these items must be declared at the security checkpoint. What does declared mean, honey? You gotta tell them what's going on. You can't just be rolling up in there and then be like, upon further review, oh yes, by the way, that's baby formula. No, ma'am. Just go ahead and tell them out the gate, listen, this is what I have in my bag. This is what it is. This is what it's for. Okay. I will also suggest, instead of using like liquid versions of the stuff of your soaps and toiletries or whatever, try using the solid toiletries like soap bars and lotion bars. Those you could put in your travel case and not have to worry about making sure it fits the liquid requirements. Okay. If that's not appealing to you, you can also go and get like a pre-packed travel toiletries. You could buy those from like Amazon. I actually have one on my Amazon storefront that you could check out and purchase for your next travels. Just a suggestion. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about the chemicals, okay? Cleaning products like bleach and chlorine, you know, like spray paint and other toxic substances are not allowed, okay? Compressed gas cylinders, like things that you would use for like scuba tanks or CO2 cartridges, should also be left out of the carry-on, okay? Don't put that in your carry-on bag, okay? Okay. In addition, when it comes to tools, like tools you would carry, anything longer than 7 inches, like handles and crowbars, is prohibited, okay? Drills and drill bits, saws, saw blades, should also be packed in a check-on bag. They should not be packed in your carry-on, okay? Let's also talk about sporting goods, okay? So sporting goods and self-defense items have their own set of rules. Mm-hmm. So like baseball bats and hockey sticks and ski poles, they aren't allowed in the cabin. Pepper spray and mace and stun guns are also prohibited. So just keep that in mind when you're packing your carry-on bag, okay? In addition, blunt instruments such as bats and clubs are also not allowed. So just make sure that you check the TSA website for the full list, a full list of restricted items to avoid any surprises, okay? Okay, now let's discuss some exemptions. Like I said, medication, medicines, both prescription and over-the-counter are generally allowed but should be declared, meaning you got to tell somebody what's going on in your bag when it comes to that medicine, okay? Baby items like formula and breast milk and baby food are also allowed in reasonable quantity. So listen, don't be coming and bring a whole Sam's size baby formula on the plane and telling them you're taking it all on the plane with you. Just get you one of those little compartmentalized baby formula containers or something small that you has individual packings, and then put the extra in the checked bag, okay? Don't put it in the carry-on, put it in the checked bag. Also, electronics such as laptops and cameras are also allowed, but you must have them screened separately. So don't try to keep it in the carry-on bag. Take it out of the carry-on bag and place it in one of the little bins that they allow you to put your personal stuff in beside your bag while it's going through that scanner. Okay, so, and that pretty much sums it all up. Okay, so let's review. Let's talk about this. So to make sure your travel experience is smoother, here are the steps. Okay, so first, check the TSA website for the most current list of prohibited items. Okay, then you want to pack smart, ensuring that all your liquids are in containers of 3.4 ounces or less and placed in a single clear quart size bag. And you also might want to consider, instead of having liquids, you might use the solid alternative instead. And lastly, declare any special items like medications or baby formula to security officers, because the last thing we need is to have delays that could have been avoided, okay? And with that wraps up today's episode on what's not allowed in your carry-on bag. Listen, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found this information helpful. Listen, if you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss any updates, okay? Share your thoughts or any questions in the comments. I love hearing from you all. I absolutely love it. For more travel resources, tips, and amazing deals, you can visit my website, prepandland.com. As always, Mama girl, choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just be out here existing, because we are living and enjoying our lives, okay? Okay, till next time, Mama girl. Peace.